咁如果冇其他嘅意見咧，我哋就請KY 同我哋就灣仔二期嘅小組委員會嘅工作做個簡報。KY，
多謝主席。就灣仔發展第二期檢討小組咧，就喺上一次大會至到而家咧，就開咗兩次會。咁都有，我哋都有啲做啲進展，雖然進展就大家都希望可以快少少。咁就詳細喺開會嘅時間、地點啊、安排做啲咩，咁喺報告裏面講，我亦都唔再詳述啦。但我就如果綜合嚟講咧，就我想咧就引用翻喺上一次開會，就係上個星期四，事實上係同一個會議室開嘅時候咧，開完之後咧，阿陳偉平博士咧同我講咗一個講法，我係好同意嘅，就係咧上一次嘅小組委員會會議咧，某個程度上係代表咗我哋嘅構想階段嘅完結，亦都係代表咗我哋開始進入去除咗構想階段完結之外咧，某個程度上咧，我哋公眾或者係小組裏面嘅討論係關於嗰條中環灣仔繞道咧，大致上咧都已經係完成。雖然仲有少少需要跟進，咁而咧個小組委員會咧就開始咧就係從此咧就係進入準備建立共識階段，同埋開始準備去籌備我哋嘅呢個構想大綱構想發展發展大綱，即係我哋嘅 concept plan。咁但係喺未去做我哋嘅 concept plan 之前咧，我哋亦都係安排咗咧，就係我哋會去會向城規會、立法會同埋四個區議會匯報。城規會咧上個星期就去咗啦，咁就亦都收到一啲意見、啲睇法啊，好有用。咁立法會咧就應該係五月尾中間咧，我哋會安排秘書處會安排咧適當嘅區議會一係公務小組。一系就係個大會，我哋都會回報翻我哋過去做嘅工作嘅總結，同埋下一步做啲咩，同埋總結咗之後咧，亦都希望向各位各議會咧係攞佢哋嘅睇法。咁或者我好快簡單，我哋過去總結一個工作嘅總結咧，就係點解我哋會話我哋開始去踏入去點樣去討論點樣優化個灣仔銅鑼灣嘅海旁咧，就係、是、總結翻。我哋做嘅工作咧，而家咧小組委員會咧，就基本上可以達成都相當之大我唔敢話一致，都係相當之好嘅共識。就係、是、咧，就第一就當然我哋係要我哋需要一條中環灣仔繞道啦。中環灣仔繞道俾到我哋契機去優化，提供優化我哋海旁嘅契機啦。咁我哋中環灣仔繞道要興建嘅時候咧。就顧問公司咧就提供咗資料證明到咧零填海方案係不可行嘅。咁事實上咧，而家嚟講咧，就係、是、由中環起點，中環填海第三期嗰個唔係我哋嘅考慮範圍啦。但係嗰度一直至到去灣仔嗰條路係點起發，亦都係似乎只有一個方案，就係、是、跨過咗荃灣線嘅管道。然後咧就喺會展新力同舊力之間喺嗰度填海咧，就喺個水道嗰度咧就起上嚟。咁之後嚟講咧，當然啦，一直嚟講嗰條路咧就係、是、有兩個做法，一個咧就係、是、用天橋嘅形式，一個咧就係、是、用隧道嘅形式。公眾俾我哋嘅意見係好清晰嘅，去到邊度都係咧，公眾嘅基本上係市民大眾咧，同埋所有業會基本上都話俾我哋聽咧，就係、是、咧大家係。希望是一條隧道的形式興建，但雖然是這樣，我們呢在這個階段呢我們還不會暫時來說呢我們雖然我們小組委員會都有這樣的看法，但我們都未暫時呢就不會說摒除了天橋 的形式，因為這個對於填海來說呢都是有一個影響，填了多少海，還有填海怎樣叫填海怎樣叫不是填海來說呢，我們還是希望可以拿到一個法律意見，所以暫時來說呢還是未完全排除這個安排。但是呢就很明顯天橋來說呢對於優化海旁來說呢比較契機就少很多，幾乎是 很少很少。那至於向隧道興建來說呢，優化海旁的我們是顧問公司幫我們找到是大概有五個地方，沿線幹線來說有五個地方，在由會展 以西同中環第三期填海接壤嗰度起計，一直去到接上去東區走廊咧，係有五個地區咧係可以有優化海旁嘅安排。隧道嘅形式咧，考慮到顧問公司有建議，喺構想階段嘅時候咧，公眾或者唔同嘅團體亦都有佢哋其他嘅建議。因為咁嘅建議嚟講咧，顧問公司咧就考慮曬所有建議咧，就有三個形式喺走線啊同埋安排上面有少少唔同，有三個唔同嘅變化。三個唔同嘅變化其實咧，對於優化嘅海旁嚟講咧，只係喺維多利亞。在呢個銅鑼灣避風塘嗰度嚟講，嗰、那個地方嘅優化嘅安排係會唔同，其他嘅四個地區嘅優化安排咧，基本上都一樣。咁但係咧喺呢度嚟講咧，我哋仲係需要攞顧問公司提供嗰啲資料。另外一方面嚟講咧，喺會展以東至到呢、這個同維多銅鑼灣避風塘之間嚟講咧，委員亦都有少少有一啲唔同嘅睇法，就係、是、可唔可以嗰條隧道留翻啲水喺度啊？如果呢啲嚟講，我哋都需要咧顧問公司咧繼續俾多少少喺技術上面可唔可行啊？俾多啲資料我哋咧，我哋先可以作出最後嘅決定。咁簡單嚟講咧，就係而家我哋係解決埋或者收埋呢啲資料之後咧，基本上我哋咧就對於就可以落實。真真正正五個地方是優化，怎樣優化法，然後制定個 concept plan， 制定了 concept plan 之後亦都可以用原本的可持續發展的原則和指標呢，就 去衡量這些這些 concept plan 來講，就希望可以就可以做到，就到時就可以做到我們的一個最後 的規劃和設計。就所以過去嗰一個月，雖然我哋過去嗰幾個月嚟講進展唔係好快，但係起碼而家我哋會覺得係一個轉捩點，係可以去繼續嚇。咁呢個係我要報道嘅。
多謝幾位。就灣仔二期嘅報告，唔知道大家有冇咩提問或者意見咧？美琴Dempo。
Okay, you want me to go first? Chairman, I think there's three key issues, possibly four in one shy, that we should be aware of. If we do the tunnel option, then the impact on the interface with the island eastern corridor, eastern island corridor, however you call it, is going to be a big concern. It will be right in front of the noses of an entire community in North Point. It will... rather than reduce the impact of the island eastern corridor, it will increase the impact of that roadworks in front of their house and in front of their noses. And I'm sure that the community will have some significant concern with how we design the interface between the corridor and the Central Wanser bypass. So I would urge that there is great attention being given to this situation. Of course, you may remember that 2 years ago we have made a proposal to start considering submerging the island eastern corridor, and that the option for that should not be excluded in the way we design the interface. So that is the issue of North Point. The second issue of location oriented is the slip roads at the Convention Exhibition Center. Yes, if we don't take in the slip roads there, it would reduce the vehicular capacity or the way the road can actually address reducing cars from the surface down underground. But it will also have a major impact on the enjoyment of the harbour front in that area. The configuration, Chairman, of the roads planned for the Convention Exhibition Centre is similar to what we see in front of Elizabeth House. So it would add on another road configuration spaghetti junction as we have at Excelsior Hotel, Elizabeth House, right in front of the Grand Hyatt, between the Grand Hyatt Hotel and the Convention Exhibition Centre. It's a massive piece of infrastructure. It will entirely destroy that area or at least reduce the opportunity for enhancement. So the trade-off between reduced capacity and ability to deal with traffic versus harbourfront enhancement, the trade-off will have to be made. And at no stage has that trade-off been made or discussed or reviewed. The expert panel has only looked at traffic data at this stage. So I think there's got to be a clear opportunity to be given to the public to make that choice and being given both options, with and without, very clearly. But then the without option not prepared by the engineer working for the government, by somebody else who actually sees all the opportunities rather than tries to minimize the advantage of it. And the third big issue is the reclamation issue that we have identified, Chairman. The discussion of reclamation, of course, technically anything you place on the seabed would be reclamation, i.e. a tunnel which you place on top of the seabed would be reclamation. But whether it's, you know, from a public point of view, whether it breaks a sea level, i.e. it's above water at high tide or at low tide, or how much it is underwater, how much water is still above it, what is the impact? Is that minimization of reclamation if we keep it underwater by at least a meter, so we still have water above it? Those kind of discussions on the reclamation side really got to be had, and I'm not sure that the One Shire Committee is the committee that can have that discussion. I think it is a bigger discussion. A discussion about reclamation we started at the briefing session 1.5 years ago. And I recommend that discussion is being held at this level, at your committee level, Chairman. Thank you.
多謝主席，咁咧就我要自首啦，因為上個禮拜我去咗加拿大開會，所以我就冇開嗰個小組委員會個會議嘅。咁我唔知有冇討論到。咁即係我想，即係如果我會講話個小組委員會係即係贊同嗰個中環灣仔繞道咧，係基於一個大前提咧，就係即係一個可持續發展嘅交通成個系統嗰個雲嗰個安排裡面咧，即係呢一條繞道係重要嘅，但係咧呢個係唔足夠嘅，仲要做多好多嘢。 咁我記得我哋喺個小組討論嘅時候咧，就話有一啲嘅 issues 咧就唔係嗰個小組個工作範圍裡面㗎，咁要帶翻嚟依一度或者甚至係其他嘅政府嘅部門或者即係其他嘅會咧嚟到去跟進。咁呢個其中一樣啦。咁另外一樣咧就係關於中區嗰個發展嗰個密度嗰個監察嘅，咁嗰個都係需要傾。咁我記得喺個小組咧，我哋就話會有一個。 有份文件會嚟呢個大會嗰度咧，嚟到再傾翻，咁係做咗未㗎？我冇開會，我唔係好記得，咁我想問翻嚇。Thank
you，
阿馬生。不過幾個提問咧，我都想講一講。阿波頭先嘅提到咧，就話佢係東廊嘅接駁位咧，嗰個我哋都好慎重咁考慮，即係由佢嘅設計方面嚟講咧，就唔好對呢個係多有關嘅居民咧，就造成係。 一啲資料啦，咁呢個正正係顧問公司咧就要係好慎重處理個課題。咁其實咧就係顧問公司佢個報告裏面，我哋都睇得到咧，就係其中一個係方案，如果唔牽涉係拆東廊，即係作為東廊嗰個接駁位有個係改動嘅話咧，其實係嗰啲車咧，由將來個主線係東西嘅車咧，就會走咗出去外邊嗰個隧道，就落咗去嗰個新建嘅中環灣仔繞道。 而係旁邊嘅東廊啊，即係現有西行線嘅地方嚟講咧，就佢嗰個功用咧，就再唔係咧，就係帶走呢個東西嘅車，主要咧就係提供接駁咧，落去係興發街同埋維園道嘅。咁嗰個時間嚟講咧，其實個橋面咧個顧問公司個報告裏面，我哋睇到咧，佢表現出咧佢係有係足夠嘅空間咧，去改善嗰度嘅地方嘅設計。 咁至於係話拆東廊嗰邊嚟講咧，呢個係喺我哋公眾參與嘅階段收咗啲意見，即係有啲公眾嘅意見咧，就係改就係將一段嘅東廊拆出去。咁顧問公司咧亦都將佢嗰個係咁嘅概念咧，就將佢係比較詳細啲咧，就喺個報告裏面提出嚟。咁亦都講出咧，就係佢雙帶嘅影響。 海濱優化嗰邊嚟講，可能提供咗多啲係土地係做呢個海濱優化。咁但係實際上嚟講，東廊個拆嗰個時間嚟講咧，個交通嘅影響咧，同埋咧對於維園嗰個影響咧，佢喺個裏邊嘅報告亦都講得非常之詳細。咁我諗我哋而家就正正係咁嘅情況啦，就係而家我哋啲係公眾嘅意見俾咗出嚟，顧問公司做咗個分析。 咁就羅列曬嗰啲係優點啊，同埋呢個需要考慮嘅地方咧。咁第二個係階段咧，就係我哋攞翻出去咧，就同公眾分享，然後睇下公眾咧就佢再俾係進一步嘅意見。咁啊，關於係接駁係落呢個係主幹道嗰啲係支路咧，尤其係會展嗰帶嚟講，其實嚟講個支路嗰方面咧。 就係一定係需要嘅。如果冇嗰啲支路嚟講，嗰個係中環灣仔繞道咧，就唔能夠發揮個舒緩咧，就江樂道係下角道同埋呢個告示打道走廊上面嘅交通。咁我呢個相信K K先佢仲會再講。咁顧問公司咧就住個支路嗰個規模嚟講咧，實際上正正體驗咗我哋係共建維港委員會咧所謂個海港設計嗰個原則去做呢件事。咁點做法咧？由隧道咧喺底浸。 跟住路面的道路就是占用了隧道上面的空间，再顶来讲就是一些行人的通道，如果是可以做得到就是在地面过的，他都会考虑这件事。咁佢喺裏面亦都有啲投射出嚟，究竟係嗰啲係引導喺度嘅時間嚟講呢，係嗰個係行人嘅連接到海邊嗰啲點做呀，同埋其他優化嗰啲點做。咁呢啲又係我哋實證上嚟講係應該拎出去同公眾講，又等公眾呢再畀返個意見我哋。咁佢至於填海嗰邊嚟講呢，就填海就絕對一個問題，因為保護海港條例我哋大家都係一定要遵守。咁其實顧問公司講得到出嚟呢，就係呢個係隧道方案呢，佢係無論佢自己提出嗰、那個或者公眾意見收集到嗰個呢，佢都將佢個填海嘅面積呢都係喺個報告裏面寫出嚟。咁其實佢寫出嚟嘅面積呢就係仲係歸納為其中一類呢，就係真真正正要進行一個係填泥啊，做出嚟塊地塊嗰個填海嘅。咁其他嚟講嘅枝節問題啊，就究竟話係個隧道喺水底喺個海床以上，但喺水底以下，咁嗰啲係咪歸唔歸納填海咧？咁呢個小組委員會咧，亦都要求我哋攞多啲意見啦，包括法律意見啦。咁呢個我哋會準備。但係其實佢羅列出嚟嘅數據咧，對於個隧道嗰三個款式，其實係講緊咧，就係話係一定係需要進行填土。造地嗰個面積嚟嘅，咁實際上大家會睇到個分別。咁我哋一定要注意咧，其實我哋喺進行呢個項目嘅時候咧，一定要係遵照呢個保護海港條例去做嚇。咁B Ken 頭先提到嗰個咧，就係話我哋嗰個係有啲項有啲事項咧，可能係唔係小班仔呢個檢討小組委員會嘅跟進嘅。咁我哋係將會點做咧？咁其實呢個報告咧，KY 又 sign off 咗，即係簽咗呢個報告啦。咁報告裏面咧就有個係前言啦，亦都有個附錄，咁就將呢件事情咧就清清楚楚交代咗。咁呢個報告咧將會係由KY 咧提供俾大會嘅。咁我相信即係應該呢個就係叫做處理咗係嗰類嘅事情。咁頭先講到係一個淺水嗰、那個。隧道嗰個喘息嘅安排啦，咁、那個上次委員會我哋傾咗，睇到顧問公司佢有啲講法，咁係委員會係希望我哋攞多啲資料嘅，攞資料，咁我哋而家咧就叫顧問公司做緊，咁我哋其實咧好希望咧就喺我哋去區議會同區議會傾呢件事情之前咧，可以委員會咧就我哋自己坐埋一日就呢件事情嚟講，同埋呢個顧問公司提供嘅新嘅資料咧再傾一傾，多謝主席。
KY 補充下，
我想補充少少幾方面，就係、是、第一MeCam 頭先提到嗰、那個問題咧，其實咧就係、是上次我記得小組委員會開會嘅時候咧 ，Elvin 係有提到嘅。Elvin 之前我記得係建議係將幾個措施咧係捆綁在一起，咁但係咧就當然呢個 Elvin 建議，我作為一個運輸物流嘅專業學會嘅代表咧，咁當然我都好希望能夠喺即係可持續發展嘅運輸規劃咧，係香港可以做多啲嘢啊！咁如果你話要我個人認為有咩可以幫到手，我當然一定會幫手添。但係咧，即係我諗我自己個人點睇，我代表團體點睇一回事。喺嗰、那個灣仔發展第二期檢討小組嚟講咧，佢嘅職權範圍的確係好難去做到。話我哋要睇下運輸方面要做啲乜嘢，喺除咗灣仔呢個我哋嘅職權裏邊之外，呢、這個地區以外，咁所以就係喺嗰個報告裏邊咧，就有前言，亦都有附錄，就係、是、要跟進嘅事情喺附錄度。我亦都記得咧，喺我哋喺十一月嘅總結論壇咧，即、就、係、是、個構想階段嘅總結論壇咧，係有工作人士係提過呢個問題，阿 Thomas 當時係答過，又話政府亦都係有適當嘅渠道，譬如好似交通諮詢委員會去處理啲問題。咁我諗我哋可以做嘅就係、是。我亦都我個人嚟講，代表我哋團體，當然我哋都會關心呢樣嘢，到時政府做唔做啦。咁所以，但係就不係，就絕對不是我帶動共建維港委員會嘅任務。咁但係就我只可以講，我個人一定會留意，但係一定會希望關注。咁至於頭先阿波提到嗰幾點咧，就係、是、我諗我都逐點想補充多少少資料，就係、是、同東區走廊嘅連接。咁就我諗大家都唔係第一次聽到，即係大家都會記得破壞提過啊，將成條東區走廊去將佢沉咗落去水下低。咁呢個嚟講咧，就當然唔係 亦都唔係即係我諗 一時三刻，大家可以呢個社會唔係淨係呢個委員會，呢、這個社會可以作出嘅決定啊，咁重大嘅工程。咁但係咧，我亦都係問過喺個小組裏邊，我哋係問過顧問公司，假如如果而家嘅設計係連喺銅鑼灣避風塘以東係連接東區走廊嘅話咧，將來如果東區走廊要沉咗落去水下邊，係唔係技術上可唔可以做得到咧？咁答案係可以做得到嘅，起碼即係我哋留有後路。將來如果個社會係有咁嘅共識要咁做，假如有咁共識嘅話咧，係技術上係可以做到嘅。咁當然會唔會到時要填多啲海咧？可能到時或者需要考慮啦。但係咧就起碼係可以做得到先。所以第一件事，我哋冇抹殺到呢個可能。起碼今次無論如何嘅設計一定唔可以，我就覺得唔會抹殺呢個可能。咁但係嗰條就主幹道同埋東區走廊嘅連接，究竟嗰、那個對周圍居民嘅影響呢樣嘢咧？我哋作為我哋咁即係執著於要公眾參與嘅話咧，當然到時遲一步有個道路設計咧，一定係要同區議會同埋有關嘅附近嘅居民咧，係睇下佢哋嘅睇法，同埋呢個一定要俾佢哋睇。但係而家我哋係未到詳細道路設計嘅階段，我哋暫時嚟講嗰條主幹道嘅走線同埋興建嘅形式咧，啱先算係即係大家都同意係咁做法。實際上嗰條路點設計嚟講咧，就仲未到嗰個階段，所以咧仲要顧問公司做多啲功夫。咁呢個亦都顧問公司我理解係做緊嘅。咁呢個亦都係同埋嗰啲連接度咧，亦都係一樣啦。咁就我諗即係片面嘅講法，或者即係一輪半爪嘅數字咧。是可能會很震撼，亦都可能會很誤導的。譬如我們一直都聽過有人說，就是有委員說在會展那裡呢，個連接道呢就有13條行車線，我數來數去呢，我數到13條，13條的形式正如好像剛才 LT 那樣說，就是呢中環灣仔繞道有6條行車線呢是沉降在隧道裡面的下低的，上面呢有4條 P2 路，有4條行車線呢是在路面的，而三條連接道咧就係、是、分開喺唔同嘅地，有兩條係同埋一個地，即係如果南北走向嚟講，同埋一個地，一個話南北切面，另外一條咧喺另外一個南北切面嘅。咁當然啦，唔係咁就表示公眾會接受，我絕對冇咁嘅遐想，即係但係問題就亦都係啦，亦都係我哋亦都係要求顧問公司咧，可唔可以將嗰個連接道嗰個周圍可以放大佢？那個設計做得詳細少少，於是乎我哋去拎去區議會嘅時候咧，區議員咧、區議會咧係有比較清晰啲嘅，而唔係話13條行車線就當然合法所有人，但係13條行車線點擺法嚟講咧，咁就呢、這個嚟講咧就即係可以即係大家再睇一睇。咁當然啦，我亦都我記得阿波一直都講就話，喂呢、這個要取捨喎、哦，專家顧問呢、這個交運輸專家小組咧就係、是、就是说那条路兴建了之后是需要有连接道的，如果不是发挥不到功能。那这个是一个看法、当然也都是由数据支持。那么波呢就看法就是需要一个平衡，因为呢起连接道呢就是会拿了某些地面的面积，是影响了公众而是接近在海滨的面积。是嘅地面係會影響公眾呢個享受呢個海旁，呢、這個我諗原則上係冇錯嘅，係一個取捨嚟嘅。咁但係咧就幾個月嚟咧，我都即係一直都問阿坡咧，咁佢又俾唔到個方法俾個小組委員會點去做呢個取捨。咁我問啲專家咧，專家咧做唔到呢個取捨，咁我都理解佢點解做唔到。點解做唔到呢個取捨咧？就係、是、如果係講運輸規劃嘅咧，佢哋可以從一個定量一個 quantitative 的方法去計出起了連接道或者不起連接道個經濟效益是怎樣，或者是經濟損失，因為如果不起連接道呢塞了車來講經濟損失是多少，他們可以計算到出來。但是如果你拿了這個效益，你要比較不起連接道的時候呢，究竟市民多了少少地方用，或多於少不要理了，我不應該用這個主觀的看法，多了地方用，究竟那個享受海濱呢樣嘢，大家都知道呢樣嘢係而家係冇法子量化啦。咁我哋都唔一定要量化， 但只不過就話咧，如果你要定量咁去做呢個取捨咧，係做唔到嘅。咁定量做唔到嘅時候咧，咁我哋要定性啦，有 qualitative treatment 啦。咁 qualitative treatment 咧就似乎俾我睇到就係一個主觀性，主觀性都唔緊要。主觀性嚟講，我哋係相信公眾參與嘅。主觀性當然就係公眾大致上認為邊啲人認為係取捨係點啊？尤其是咧喺附近嘅居民，佢哋受呢個影響。啊，多啲地方佢哋會著數啲咁多，享受多啲咁多，倒轉嚟講塞車嚟講佢哋辛苦啲咁多。咁所以喺上次小組委員會咧，我係建議運輸署咧就係、是、能夠將可以將專家小組用過嘅數據，嗰啲數據嚟講咧，公眾係睇唔明嘅。咁如果我拎去區議會嘅咧，係唔係代表啲乜嘢嘅？咁但係咧，如果將佢形容為日常生活裏面可以見到，譬如塞車會點塞法咁嘅時候咧，譬如我哋去到區議會嘅時候咧，區議會就可以有個取捨，就係、是、如果我唔起條連接道會點樣咧？啊，我會多少少地方可以起個公園仔或者休憩地方啊，但係咧，如果係個嗱個公園喺邊度咧？係真係或者地圖嚟講畫得清清楚楚，比較放大啲睇清楚嘅時候咧，我諗公眾咧就會容易有個取捨。咁所以嗰樣嘢我哋係冇忘記，我哋係仲係繼續緊嘅。
多謝幾位，我諗Patrick 有啲意見嘅Patrick。
多謝主席，我想喺呢度提出咧，就要有一點咧，非常之關心，就是、我哋一路講，即、
那個整個嗰個過程咧，我哋當時又講話灣仔發展第二期檢討，咁後來咧就去到東區區議會諮詢過一次之後咧，就喺嗰、那個。名嗰度咧就有少少爭議，就話你因為有一部分咧就入咗東區，即係不過當時只不過一啲行政區嗰啲問題，咁又加埋之後變咗後邊咧就加埋一個銅鑼灣及鄰近地區咁樣。咁好啦，而家我哋經過咗一段時間咁長嘅一啲工作之後咧，而家個結論係點咧？就話有一個共識，就會用隧道形式。但係你睇翻個方案咧，而家咧。所有嗰個隧道接駁位啊、連接路啊，最受影響嘅咧，就而家咧就喺北角區啦。但係你嗰個優化海濱同埋整個發展檢討咧，都冇包到個區。你會有一個非常重要嘅盲點喺嗰度。你點樣可以同即係東區嘅居民講？你呢個咁嘅檢討對東區係有咩好處呢？我覺得呢樣嘢係真係要好小心處理，因為你根本即係俾我都交代唔到，即係我喺嗰度啊，因為嗰度已經你話要喺灣仔區，因為我哋有好多優化啊灣仔區嘅一啲計劃，大家有個又有工作坊，又有論壇，但係你就冇討論到你而家用隧道形式嘅時候，最受影響個區你會點樣優化？同埋咧，最重要一點咧，你而家眼見到需要填海嘅地方就正正就喺北角，係眼見到喎。即係我覺得LT 你真係要小心呢樣嘢，係嘛？啊，而家就因為你變咗咧，你如果啲居民啊用填海呢樣嘢嚟講嘅時候咧，就好難自圓其説。
LT 想即係回應一下，跟住就 Thomas 送埋。
其實 Patrick 一路都有參與呢件事啊，咁其實我哋都係經過即係同公眾一路磋商有段日子嚇。咁實整上嚟講咧，就個隧道嚟講個連接位咧，何以即係現在顧問公司講咧，就會喺銅鑼灣避風塘嘅以東咧。咁即係有段故啊嘛，呢、這個大家估我哋大家都經歷過。實際上嚟講咧，就係我哋當時係同係銅鑼灣區或者東區。同埋船民特別啦，係即係漁民嗰度傾咧，就其實我哋喺個公眾參與過程睇得到咧，就係、是、銅鑼灣避風塘，就我哋希望盡量保留佢原有嘅面貌啦，同埋個面積，優化水質啦，當然要啊。咁係同埋呢個灣仔貨物體社區咧，盡量保留呢個係一個好強烈、好清晰嘅意願。咁、好啦，咁呢個而家個顧問公司提出嚟嘅咧，正正咧，佢其實填海咧，只係頭同尾中間嘅地方咧，就根本上嚟講，盡量都係唔填。咁另外咧就喺尾嗰度啦，已經接駁落去東廊個位咧，個優化嘅地方嚟咧，佢掂到嘅地方嚟講咧，佢的而且確係有提出一啲優化嘅建議。咁而家個問題就係講我夠定係唔夠啦？ 啊夠定唔夠啦？係咪就去到嗰位接駁咗上去到銅鑼灣避風塘一帶做咗就叫做夠咧？定係或者係應該話去同東區傾嘅時間嚟講，係要講多啲地方，即係咪仲有多啲地方係東廊以下嘅都會優化咧？咁可能就係 Patrick 你提出嚟，我哋要關注問題。我見到呢鴨頭，我放心好多。因為你正正你提出問題，咁我係講一樣嘢。咁其實呢樣嘢咧，我哋其實咧就要我哋睇啦。即係我哋嘅優次係點樣樣咧？我哋喺邊度定條線咧？我哋今日係想係做係灣仔、銅鑼灣同埋北角接駁位嘅地方啊，定係想話再做過啲去到糖水道定點樣？嗱，呢個其實就係要傾啊。同埋問題嚟講，亦都係喺可能喺嗰個進行嘅情況嚟講咧，會唔會同我哋整體個工作嗰個配合咧？咁我諗我哋就可能要係即係東區，因為你都坐喺東區裏邊啦。咁希望透過你個中介同埋幫忙咧，我哋可以係可以找到一個係大家嘅共識喺度。
局長，
我係用呢個機會咧提醒，即係會有呢個好重要嘅一個論點喺呢度，大家要小心。
多謝有啲Thomas 有關 transport 方面有啲補充嚇。
係，多謝主席。就關於美琴頭先講嗰樣嘢咧，就可持續交通運輸個發展咧，其實喺委員會小組嗰度都傾過好多次啦。咁其實喺嗰、那個運輸專家小組交咗個報告俾小組之後咧，佢哋咧係將個報告咧就去交通運輸委員會嗰、那個諮詢委員會嗰度咧係作咗個詳細嘅報告，亦都有好詳細嘅討論。咁交諮會方面嘅委員咧，亦都係好認同咗呢個專家組嘅報告裏面所指出嘅東西同埋佢嘅建議。咁佢就係支持咗起個中環灣仔繞道啦，同埋嗰個分支路。佢都係相當認同咧，就係、是、委員會咧嘅講嗰個專家組嘅講法咧，就係話淨係單靠新起嘅道路咧，係唔足夠維持香港嘅交通咧係可持續嘅發展。咁所以佢咧亦都好同意咧，政府方面咧一定要加把力勁咧，喺其他嘅措施，例如係加強嗰個嘅交通管理方面咧，係做多啲工作。咁我哋係去完交諮會之後咧，我哋係亦都係做緊好多嘅工作咧，係研究新嘅建議，係令到嗰個交通方面嗰個持續發展咧係得以保證。咁其中主要有兩樣咧，其實我哋而家做緊咧，就譬如喺嗰個三條過海隧道嘅分流方面，可唔可以做一啲功夫咧？電子道路方面嘅收費方面咧，其實運輸署已經開始咗個研究。咁所以即係話 ，Alvin 上次提嗰個捆綁式，即係話唔可以淨係起條路。一定要同一時間咧，要加強其他嘅交通運輸政策嘅配合咧。呢樣嘢咧，我哋係會繼續做，而且呢樣嘢係一個我哋覺得係長遠同持續嘅工作。咁就因為嗰個分工嗰、那個關係咧，咁所以我哋有新嘅建議嘅時間咧，我哋咧係會加分俾佢交諮會，係俾個意見我哋，係督導政府咧係繼續喺呢一方面嘅工作嘅。多謝。
多謝暫時下啊，謝。
多謝主席，我都想補充下關於啲人道嗰啲嘅數字，就好似KY 咁講咧，就即係我哋喺委員會嗰度其實都討論咗呢個問題嘅。就我想大家都知道咧，其實就係專家小組咧，就係就住中環灣仔繞道嗰度咧，其實係用一個可持續發展嘅即係原則去做嘅，去睇嘅。咁其實佢哋嘅建議咧，就係需要興建呢個中環灣仔繞道咧，同埋嗰啲人道。咁即係我其實同意咧，就係需要做一啲取捨嘅。咁但係如果即係唔起個人道咧，咁呢個即係整個運輸個系統嗰個持續性係咪會有影響咧？就一定有即係相當程度嘅影響嘅。咁其實我根據 KY 嘅吩咐咧，我哋做緊嗰樣嘢，即係頂區議會咧更加即係明白嗰個後果係點樣樣嘅。咁但係好簡單咁講咧，就係、是、我哋其實已經提供咗數字咧，就俾專家小組噶啦。咁喺我哋嗰啲文件度都有講嘅。咁根據嗰啲數字，其實可以好清楚咁睇得到咧，即係如果冇咗三條引道咧。就到2016年啊，嗰個車數咧，其實仲會比現時嗰車數咧，仲會多少少嘅。咁其實即係冇解決到即係任何交通問題。我相信呢樣即係我哋將啲數字俾區議會嗰陣時咧，佢哋都會明白嗰個後果係點樣。多謝主席。
多謝劉生。你
Chairman, I think the reality is that there are going to be repercussions from these proposals along the whole of the North Shore of Hong Kong Island.To a lesser or greater degree. And I think we should probably recognise this as we've worked up the proposals. Clearly we've seen that there are repercussions both to the east and the west. And as I said the other day, I mean, I think this is a case study in sustainable development. This is all about future generations and making sure we get it right. I suspect the time has come, or the time will come, when we rebrand the committee, but probably more relevant is that we perhaps bring the issue to this committee. This is a big, big issue, and the subcommittee, I think, has done a tremendous job to get it this far. We now have an alignment, and we're moving it forward, but this is going to be the subject of a great deal of debate, and it merits, I think, HEC attention, if you like, as against subcommittee attention. So I think my suggestion at some appropriate stage is that we do elevate the status of this particular initiative. I think it's all about outcomes, and I said this the other day. We will be judged, and the way we're going to persuade people to accept 7 or 8 years of pain and a significant element of reclamation is by coming up with an outcome which they think is considerably better than what they have today. And the whole thrust, and I think the whole focus, should be on outcomes. If we can come up with a master plan which significantly enhances the North Shore of Hong Kong Island, we've got a better chance of persuading people to put up with what's going to be a pretty miserable picture for 7 or 8 years, and we're going to have to obviously deal with the anti-reclamation lobby. So my advice or my recommendation would be at some stage we elevate the status of the project. My feeling is the sooner the better. And that's no criticism, please, KY, of the work you've done, but this is becoming fairly big. Jim.
Thank you, Nick.
Correct. 主席，我想即係跟進翻剛才阿 Patrick 講嗰個東區嗰個海旁嘅問題咧。我覺得我哋其實係唔好理話將嗰個問題係當係中環灣仔繞道嘅小組嘅新言嘅問題啦，即係或者係當係嗰、那個海濱優化嘅小組嘅問題，即係邊個小組打理都冇問題啦。我哋覺得都應該係納入咗我哋即係共建維港委員會關注嘅項目。即係變咗，即係將嗰、那個東區走廊下邊嗰啲，即係點樣可以有方法去優化，即係同埋甚至一路去到油街嗰、那個嗰幅物料倉啊，重新規劃嗰啲即係嗰啲 open space 咁。我諗嗰都係一個，我覺得係屬於我哋應該關注嘅項目。咁我其實建議就應該係納入我哋即係。討論的範圍，究竟哪個小組其實不重要的，最重要是大家覺得這個是一個重要的應該關注 的項目，因為始終我們不能夠說過了灣仔，即是過了避風塘之後起到一條路就其他那些不理他了，這樣我想過了這樣不可以這樣。
Thanks WK 有些話說，
主席，不過我這個跟繞道沒有關係，所以我是不是可以假定個繞道講完了？
你不是講要道，
我不是講要道啊。
咁就KY 你仲有冇嘢做？
冇，多謝主席。咁其實關個小組委員會咧，就嘅報告已經報告咗好多啦。咁但係我記得上次小組委員會咧，我有一個建議，咁我亦都想向大會建議咧，就有一點係可以由大會去跟進啊。因為個小組咧就即係未必可以處理到，就係個填海嘅定義嘅問題。咁點解要跟進呢個問題呢？就因為咩叫做填海呢？即係咩叫做嗰、那個凌駕政工送需要嘅閱讀啊？呢個定義呢就即係譬如如果我哋做啟德嘅呢，你可以慢慢嚟啊。但係灣仔呢就殺到埋身嘅。即係你點樣叫做真係即係叫做填海，點樣唔可以做嘅？對於灣仔下一階段嚟講呢就要面對㗎啦。咁所以即係呢個問題，灣仔個委員會又唔可以自己去決定㗎嘛。咁所以就即係希望大會可以跟進這個問題，或者容許我舉兩個例子。第一個就是剛才有講過淺水方案，我不是想討論那個方案，那個方案的意思就是就是你填海，但是就不是填到上面，不是填到上水面，而是填到海中間，然後留下幾尺水，在個定義上是填海來的，但它填完之後就還留下個海面，那個海面就應該都仍然是個海港來的，所以剩下那個海面呢都仍然是受保護海港條例的保護。不過如果這個方案進行的話呢，就為了保護那個繞道，你要再填多少少海整條壩啦，所以總填海的數量是多了，但是你總共的海面又多了，又多返的， 咁所以嗰種填海咧就係為了保護及減為了保護海港及減少填海港的填海。咁嗰種填海即係算唔算係滿足到凌駕性嘅公眾需要咧？咁即係我哋而家係答唔到嘅。咁第二個例子咧就係、即係我哋而家了解咧，政府嘅閱讀就係、假如我做一個碼頭，整幾個莊，咁係填海嚟嘅。咁不過如果我唔係做碼頭，我整一個所謂 pontoon 咧浮咗喺度嘅，係咪填海咧？我哋又唔好肯定啦。咁假如唔係浮添嘅，而係整一條橋，嗰條橋係即係搭住兩邊，不過中間就冇啲等嘅，咁係咪填海咧？就我哋都唔係好肯定，因為佢遮住咗個海面。咁如果佢係嘅，即係唔做得啦。但係如果佢唔係填海，咁點解我個發展局嗰度咧，即係Convention Center 嗰度又可以過到骨咧？咁即係呢啲我哋都係唔知道啊。咁但係喺個灣仔規劃裏面咧，就下一期就係會殺到埋身嘅。咁所以我哋就建議咧係大會咧係都值得去跟進呢件事。咁點樣跟進法咧？就除咗我哋討論之外咧，甚至即係我覺得係唔好排除揾一啲法律學者咧做一個研討會，大家認真啲去討論咧。咁如果冇結論，冇辦法啦，即係我哋唯有採取一個即係保守啲嘅做法。但係如果有結論咧，就即係可以幫助到灣仔嗰個規劃嘅。
多謝 WK 嘅建議。其實即係以前都面對嗰啲問題，當時K Y 都可能記得，我哋就話等灣仔工作到一個階段嘅時候，我哋累積經驗先再去睇下點樣去解決個問題。咁阿 Robin 有啲睇法啊？
所提出嘅問題咧，就已經係上次喺個小組委員會傾嘅時候咧，已經都提得好清楚。咁而其實政府部門方面咧，係會將嗰啲資料整理好咧，係回應翻上次 WK 啊，同埋其他委員喺小組嗰度提出嘅。咁呢方面我哋聽得好明白，我哋都會將嗰啲具體嘅意見整理好個文件咧，交翻俾個小組委員會咧，係去睇同埋討論嘅。多謝主席。
得啦，劉太。
係，多謝主席。我只係補充一句啦，就想亦都係安即係各位委員嘅心嘅，因為保護維港即係呢條條例啦，同埋去到終審法院出嚟嗰個判詞咧，係將呢一個去證明係可以有即係任何嘅填海係需要必須係有真係凌駕性嘅需要嚟做咧呢一個工作咧，個責任係俾咗喺公務員或者係公共即係一個機構，即係個責任。咁所以咧，作為維港委員會嘅委員咧，當然你哋俾嘅支持同埋嗰個嘅意見係非常重要。但係咧最終咧，我估咧就係當呢一個定線已經有咗一個決定，我哋都得到即係共識，透過一個真係構想同埋大家去即係認同呢個係。對香港整體，無論在交通運輸和在那裡整體那個的經濟啊等等各方面的考慮呢，而要興建這一條繞道的時候呢，我們其實個部門會是戰戰兢兢，是需要去履行這一個在法律上面給我們的責任呢，去將這個凌駕性那個定義和是做得到，是符合到這條法例，而不會因為做得不妥當而引起任何的法律的爭辯的。咁呢個我主要就係想提出呢點啊。
都就睇馬生。
想就 WK 嘅講個淺水嘅方案咧，我想講，因為我上一次係小組委員會已經聽到大家意見啦。咁咪顧問公司其實而家佢係就呢個淺水嘅安排嚟講咧，佢係組織緊多啲資料啊。咁喺佢以前提交嘅資料咧，佢其實覺得嚟講咧，就呢個咁嘅安排咧，其實有好多唔妥嘅地方。咁佢喺嚟緊嘅文件裏面咧，就會好詳細向大家交代。
可以問説上邊？
Thank you. Chairman, I think this reclamation issue goes further than just the central runs or bypass discussion. If we take, for example, the following choice. If we park four cruise vessels alongside the waterfront, we need 4 times 300 meters of waterfront. It's 1,200 meters. If you build two piers, we can park four boats and we only use 100 meters of our waterfront. The protection of the harbour ordinance talks about preservation and maintenance of the harbour. The only thing that we can have to preserve and maintain the harbour and its economic use of the harbour and its leisure use of the harbour is our waterfront. That's what we can manipulate. Fit with that, we can actually make sure that people can use the waterfront. I.e., if you use 1,200 metres of waterfront for cruise vessels, you can't use it for something else. There's a trade-off. There's a trade-off between reclamation and between no reclamation. Now, that discussion got to be had. That's just one example. I think WK just put another example forward. Now, of course, we could follow down the route proposed by the Bureau, which is we finish all the discussion and complete that list of cogent materials, which is growing on our website of the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee, the only list of materials which is growing systematically to become the cogent materials to prove our overriding needs test. But I believe that it's good to rethink first what all the implications are, rather than just going down the line. LTMR says there are rules. There are no rules. There is a guideline produced internally within government which is now being taken as the rule. But there are no rules. We have a CFA judgment and we have a protection of the harbour ordinance, but there are no rules. We have an interpretation of those rules by a government lawyer who has drafted up a guideline. And that is now being taken as the rule. Now, I think it's good for the community to think what the rules of the game should be, rather than just just go by this one rule developed by one lawyer in one room, and make sure that we have some good thinking about it at a high level before we finalise our discussions.
Thanks, Brad. Harry, please.
其實在去年的早年的時間，其實已經在我們這個會裡呢，就保護海港協會呢，就已經有過我們的代表呢，來做過一個我們覺得的分析。那同樣的，亦都經過有委員呢，就發表過很多意見，或者大家有很多有些共識，或者有些不是共識，或者大家的認同。其實應該很有意思呢，我覺得請政府或者是 Department of Justice 那邊呢，就派他們的代表呢來，我亦都來參加我們這個今天我們的委員會呢，就給我們看看他們的看法是怎樣。當然我是希望大家都是安心，安心那兩個事，我想各個委員都坐在這裡都是想安心的。安心是包括了，是其中最大的項目，是包括了避免了將來的有任何的訴訟的問題。如果做得不好的話，難免另外有一場的訴訟又會來在第二度出現。所以我覺得如果有政府各方面的看法，包括其實我相信都是包括了很重要的，就是 Department of Justice 你們的看法。如果有這個方面的看法，我們也都應該拿出來給大家討論一下，或者讓大家有些認識，希望你們能夠接納。多謝。
Robin。
多謝主席。回應一下呢，其實剛才我都講了，就是在上個禮拜委員會討論的時候呢，大家對這個問題呢發表了很多的意見。我們其實已經跟這個律政司那方面呢 是商量，我們是組織緊那些文件，將那些詳細的情況呢是寫好曬呢，就交返去KY 那個委員會呢是再作討論的。亦都正如剛才劉太都向大家解釋過呢，就是那個法律呢是由政府啊，或者是所有公務人員咧，係負上呢個責任嘅，所以我哋係會好小心去處理，亦都會係好詳細咁咧，將個法律意見咧係向大家委員會去解釋同埋交代嘅。咁我哋而家就係組織緊有關嘅文件嘅。多謝主席。
Nick, you want to say something?
Cam, I've no objection, if you like, to some discrete homework, but my fear is the more legal opinions, the more entrenched each side becomes, or the less scope there is for manoeuvre.
And I would caution proceeding down this route in too formal a manner, because I think if government gets a number of opinions and the anti-reclamation lobby get their opinions, I can see us getting completely bogged down in legal debate, if you like, or debate on the fine print, as I call it. This is not about that. I think this, at the end of the day, this is going to be all about give and take. It's going to be a trade, quite frankly, putting it very crudely, on a scheme by scheme basis. This is my view. And therefore, again, back to what I was saying earlier, I would focus on outcomes, because if you come up with the right outcome, then I think even the most intransigent anti-reclamation group or personalities are likely to come on side. And I think maybe we're going about it the wrong way. If we focus on, my preference would be to focus on outcomes and then market those outcomes to the more difficult groups and persuade them that these are in the interests of Hong Kong. And on that basis, persuade them that they should, on that particular scheme, perhaps adopt a more pragmatic approach. I think once you get lots of opinions and pieces of paper, people getting stuck in corners, it's going to be very difficult.
多謝主席。我諗係有樣嘢咧，就大家唔好將嗰個項目咧就無限咁放大，睇到頂到就睇唔到其他嘢。即係個城市係一個整體嘅城市，係要係去發展嘅。咁我諗多啲法律意見去支持去解釋咧，係好嘅。但係喺個之餘，除咗呢樣解釋之外，我哋要睇翻整個城市嘅發展係需要一啲係整體嘅大型嘅基建配套法。呢個係一個經濟一個城市係嗰個社區發展、經濟發展一個要需要嘅一個元素嚟嘅。呢個元素係好基本，亦都係好實在嘅。我諗我哋需要咧，係要係除咗係呢個項目嘅嗰個影響到嗰啲咁嘅填海啊，嗰啲咁嘅嘢咧，係要解釋。但係我哋要資源，我哋亦都係要解釋翻俾市民知呢個整體嘅城市嗰個需要係點樣。我哋唔能夠係我哋可唔可以容忍而家嗰個係情況，或者係十年之後嗰個情況咧？咁樣呢樣嘢，我哋應該係好清楚咁樣，或者好細節咁樣解釋翻、交代翻俾呢個公眾。多謝主席。
多謝陳生。仲有冇其他委員有意見啊？好。
Chairman, just a last comment, just to try to pick up on the points made by Nicholas Brook. The discussion we've got to have is exactly this discussion, and we've got to have a separate session on it. And the outcome of that should not be aimed at creating legal frameworks. It is to create a strategy for how we think about how we should approach our projects. Because right now we're approaching our projects with great fear of potential legal action. If I would take this from a commercial point of view, if we would face a scenario like this with a legal potential legal implications, we would put we test it out. We create court action so that we could change the rules. Because when the Madam Judge made the ruling, she had only a view of what could potentially be the result of reclamation, which was the formation of land for sales and development. She didn't think about things like building a pier or having a promenade. She didn't judge those things. So if we think those things are necessary, we're going to have to test it. Now that kind of attitude is that's the discussion we want in this committee, not about creating legal frameworks. And I totally agree with Nick on that. And if we can come to that kind of understanding of how we should approach the opportunities and the concepts that we put forward to the public, then we can move forward. But otherwise, we make it ourselves, and I totally agree, we make it only more difficult by having all these piles and piles of lawyers against each other. Let's just go and get real. Thank you, Chairman.
其實當日我們都有說，就是讓我們灣仔發展二期的工作到一個成熟的階段，怎樣去面對這個問題，在他們長期討論和研究基礎上呢，去有一個策略，那怎樣去解決這個問題。當日我記得都有這個討論，KY 你還有沒有 其他要再補充嘅，即係我哋
就我自己嘅睇法，即係對於究竟我哋即係而家嚟講咧，填海咧肯定需要啦。就可能有唔同嘅安排，會有唔同程度嘅填海，而最後我哋採咗邊個安排咧？當然即係我諗唔係淨係公佈，即係緊張。我諗就係所有全港市民都會緊張。亦都咧，當然咧就係、是、作為即係公職人員咧，就係、是、如果係告頭先阿盧太講，我理解呢點，即係告係告公職人員，但我相信咧就成個小組委員會甚至成個委員會咧都唔會希望有呢個事情發生嘅，因為當你係為呢件事花咗兩年心血，而到頭來咧嗰樣嘢如果要俾人去攞去攞一個司法覆核，要訴諸公堂咧，咁我哋就會覺得我哋嗰兩年心血嚟講咧係冇做到我哋應該要做嘅嘢，唔好話即係唔知係嘥定唔嘥都好。咁我諗大家都唔希望發生咁嘅情況，咁所以變咗咧就係即係攞法律意見呢、這個，我相信係令大家安心同埋確保大家覺得我哋。過去做的事情和我們未來一段時間我們放在這裡的心機是要沒有白費的，這個我想 是需要做的。但是呢主席說回當日我們討論的這個問題，我還記得，也都現在我們都是朝著這個方向走，因為呢我很相信，雖然 我對法律的認識 很少，我很相信呢就是如果在這兩個月之前，是譬如今年年頭的時候，我們去問拿法律意見哪個律師都好，他都會說法律意見就寫了在那個判詞上、你除非你告訴我你怎樣建一條路，或者有什麼方法建一條路，如果不是我就給不到法律意見你、我想這是一個很實際的安排，所以其實我們現在是朝著那個方向、差不多到了，但是還有一些細節，有些資料呢還是要顧問公司呢給到我們，當然中間是要編排、就是、究竟我們去五月份去區議會和立法會的時候拿不到法律意見，我現在都未知，當然希望拿到，如果拿不到的話我們可能就要說我們會去拿，但是呢、就是、我想個程序都是要這樣去做法、就如果是到時律政署的法律意見大家覺得不好的，我作為即小組委員會主席 我就沒有意見，是不是需要有些委員會認為可不可以拿其他法律意見，這件事我就沒有意見，不過我自己有很強烈的意見，就是我一定不會給我自己的法律意見，因為我在這方面不認識，我也不會扮我認識，例如好像如果處理交通運輸的問題來說，如果有人說扮他的專家，過去一段時間我都會有些激氣一樣、這個我一定不會做，那我想大家都不會這樣做。
馬生你想說先，待會 Robin 先。
多謝主席，我即希望咧係主席啊，各位委員啊 ，KY 都放心呢一方面，政府係會好小心去處理呢個嘅問題。咁至於翻嚟話嗰個KY 主持嗰個小組委員會啊、法律意見嘅等問題，我哋係已經盡快做緊㗎啦。即係我向KY 保證，我哋係會盡快向各委員會提供曬呢啲意見咧，係希望咧係能夠係回答翻嚇，令到咧係各位委員都係明白嗰個情況，同埋係滿意嘅。多謝主席。
OK， 馬生
講啦，就係就住中環灣仔繞道興建各種嘅安排咧，就即係嗰個係法律上嘅資料嚟講咧，就係我哋係組織緊啦。咁嗱，頭先聽到有啲委員嘅討論咧，其實佢講嘅範圍嚟講係超出呢一件事情。因為我們講的一件事呢，就是譬如如果是基本上是沒有需要做個碼頭，但是說如果提供一個碼頭仔給人家享用的是就是在可以在就是給人享用的海濱的時候呢，那這個碼頭表面上來講是需要是打裝落的海底、做個碼頭面，那這個是表面上看來填海，那這個我們需不需要討論？一個係咪一個係 trade off 咧？我頭先好似聽到阿坡嘅意思就係講緊呢方面嘅嘢。咁其實如果呢個咧就係、是、如果你條路係冇需要做嗰個地塊出嚟嘅話咧，這個係額外嘅嘢。我想委員會要注意呢件事情。
Michael，
多謝主席。其實呢，即係頭先呢，即係KY 呢做個報告嗰時候，佢有一句說話呢，其實到而家呢仲喺度 border 緊我嘅。佢呢就話因為呢，即係而家就證實咗嗰、那個中環灣仔繞道係有需要啦，所以就提供呢個契機讓我哋可以優化呢個海旁。嗱，即係其實呢，即係喺呢一個 case 裡面，我哋講呢個填海呢，或者因為而家我哋就證實呢個繞道係需要，縱使佢唔係可以提供一個即係長遠解決呢一個交通問題嘅方案。然後因為要起呢條路，亦都證實咧係唔可以唔填海嚟到起呢條路。咁所以就有填海啦。咁有填海咧，所以就可以讓我哋咧有呢一個契機嚟優化呢個海旁。即係呢一個正正就係我諗頭先就係阿 Nicholas 同埋阿 Paul 佢哋講嗰樣嘢，就係話即係咁，如果我哋第時冇需要起路。又證實唔到即係起路過程呢係唔可以唔填海，咁係咪我哋就唔使諗填海呢？完全都即係我知你唔係咁嘅意思呀，但係即係喺呢一個嘅個案裏面，如果我哋即係用呢一個做個案做一個先例又好咩都好嘅時候呢，其實就我哋將來係咪唔可以有其他方法嚟到去優化我哋嘅海旁呢？假若真係涉及填海嘅話，咁我哋點樣去 justify 啦。同埋呢，就我從返一個規劃嘅角度，我唔係律師，我亦都唔可以俾任何法律意見，但係講緊係一個 overriding public needs， 我係一個公眾嘅人士嚟嘅，我係有權呢，我覺得即係起碼我從返一個 layman 嘅角度，我有權去講返我嘅需要係乜嘢，即係人哋聽唔聽係人哋嘅事，但我應該有咁嘅權利去講返我嘅需要囉。所以就唔應該淨係律師，唔可以一小撮人呢話俾我哋聽，即係即係佢哋可能係會俾到一啲好專業嘅意見，但係佢呢個專業嘅意見應該都係即係有個基礎㗎，有個民眾嘅基礎，即係佢唔可以決定我嘅需要，佢都應該係要知道我嘅需要，即係佢可能係將佢做到係喺一個即係法律專業裡面，佢可以有佢哋嗰啲名詞嚟到去解釋。咁我覺得呢一個係需要我哋去討論咯，即係唔係話代表即係兩個係冇衝突嘅，我覺得我哋需要法律意見，但係唔係代表我哋就係冇資格去參與呢個討論，或者去傾翻究竟咩為之，即係一個凌駕性嘅公眾需要咯。即係呢一個係兩，我覺得兩方面嘅意見都係需要。
我就唔覺得嘅 KY 係話有個咁嘅機會，或者製造咁嘅機會先，我哋就去美化講咩，或者 KY 你自己要唔要補充一下咧？
我諗，就當然啦，優化維港是整個共建維港委員會大家共同的任務來的，那就我們亦都除了這個小組委員會，即是灣仔發展檢討第二期小組委員會之外呢，那這個委員會還做其他很多事情，那我自己亦都是參與多個小組委員會，因為我亦都不覺得就是說這個是一個唯一的機會可以去做這回事，那但是當然呢，就是如果講到那個可以優化的程度和個空間來講呢，就的確是即係個客觀事實，亦都唔係我哋因為想優化，所以先我哋起條路啊。咁但係既然嗰件事情係咁嚟嘅話咧，咁我哋當然亦都係應該要盡量利用呢個咁嘅提充出嚟嘅空間。我只不過係咁嘅意思。
嗱，我哋都討論咗差唔多成兩個鐘頭多啦，即係關於呢三個小組委員會嘅工作進度報告。咁我哋仲有好多其他嘅議程今日要cover， 咁我建議咧就我哋呢個小組委員會工作報告嘅討論到此為止，好嗎？多謝 KY 同埋佢嘅小組委員會。